response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Make money, money, make money, money.
Hell yeah, buddy.
No one gets upset with too much money.
No.
But bringing in money takes work, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And the debate here, the work versus the money that's coming in. Because what we're going to discuss here is not uncommon.
Yeah.
But when you see people in your life do this, it does raise a few questions about what could be going on inside these people's homes and bank accounts.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So I got a buddy of mine.
Okay.
He's married. Both he and his wife have very good jobs. They go on regular vacations.
Okay.
They have a cottage.
Oh, well, then they're rich.
Okay. Like, it's
you
what
got you, extra house.
It's what you imagine the American dream was going to be when you were a kid.
Yeah.
All right. So the other day, I'm going through my Instagram stories, and I follow his wife.
Mm.
His wife put up a picture of like 10 pair of her daughter's sneakers.
Yeah.
And then on the next slide, there's like two winter coats. And then on the next slide, it's toys they don't play with anymore.
What is she doing?
She's selling them.
Oh. Mm.
She wanted $30 for like 10 pair of sneakers. Then she wanted $20 for the two winter coats. Then she wanted $10 for the toys that were there.
Yeah.
And she says there on the last slide, it's black. It says, price is firm. Please write me a message if you're interested.
Mm.
So here's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to this buddy of mine in a while.
Yeah.
And I guess it's possible that financially things are not going well for he and his wife. And what this is desperation for cash. Like, they are stretched financially. They need the $60.
That's your take.
I mean, no, I don't know. It could be that.
All right.
It's also possible that financially for these folks, things are just fine. And despite their charmed lifestyle, they still want this money for the stuff they don't use anymore.
Yeah.
And I can't figure out which one would be more bothersome.
I think it's they got bank, but they're just chintzy and they're frugal.
Okay, so
they see an opportunity and say, why not?
Well, they never, you know, they don't waste anything.
Well, like, you see that as chintz?
Oh, yeah. Like my dad had friends that were rich, like he was.
Yeah.
But, like, they were frugal, like how they spent their money, like their wives still clip coupons.
Okay.
And all that stuff.
They're willing to put in that extra effort for that extra $5,
$10. He had one buddy, they were, like, super ass rich.
Okay.
And I remember, like, her getting the newspaper out on a Sunday morning, clipping out all the coupons and going to the grocery store and shopping like that. Like, that's just how they lived. They didn't have anything fancy, but they had mad bank. You know, they were just those people. Like, that's how they got rich, and they never changed their way. Like, they never enjoyed their money.
Okay, but, like,
you know what I mean?
All right, I get what you're saying. I don't know why that would make – I mean, I get the chintz of the coupon clipping. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how collecting more money for selling stuff makes you chintz.
Like, you're not going to throw it away. Like, you see the value. Like, why would I throw that away when I could put another $20 in my pocket?
Okay, all right.
Like, to me, like, if I'm rich, I don't care about money anymore. I'm just going to go party. I'm stupid.
But you're not rich now, and you wouldn't do what these people are doing.
No, man.
Okay, so you're just stupid.
Stank-ass sneakers and grimy toys.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is it a dick move to sell off stuff even if you don't need the money? Because, like, yesterday we talked about having garage sales and how it might be financially worth it now, right? That's one thing.
But if there's, like, value to it, like, if you had something that was worth, like, $1,000 or $500, I could see you not tossing it. That makes sense. But, like, old toys and like your kids' clothes that they've ruined.
But the toys have $10 worth of value. The clothes have $20 worth
nothing.
Of value.
It's like I'm not doing it.
I mean, I get not wanting to just toss it. Like, you want somebody else to have it or use it, so it's not just going in a landfill.
Well, you could donate it.
But yeah, like, you could just bring it to any Goodwill or find somebody who needs it and bring it there. I guess I wouldn't go to all the effort package it up and send it.
I'm with you there. And I guess the big difference here between, like, a garage sale or donation versus what they're doing here on Instagram is, like, if I have a garage sale, it's just people I don't know coming by looking at my stuff.
Yes.
In this case, your name and face is on
right.
it. You'd only be selling this stuff to your friends and family that were interested. I would have a really hard time taking money from my friends or family for, like, stuff like this.
Yeah, because you're going to know most likely the person, unless you're doing it on, like, Facebook Marketplace, which I guess then you could have a stranger buying it from you.
Okay, let's put a pin in that and loop back.
Right.
Because, like, here's the thing. To your point, I get, Tommy, having something worth over like $100.
Yeah, you get value.
That a stranger would buy from you. But any amount under that doesn't seem worth the hassle.
It looks embarrassing.
So you'd be embarrassed for these people.
Yeah, especially if I know they're well-to-do and they're doing this. You either look like, man, I'm thinking like, man, you are the cheapest bastards I've ever seen.
All right, Kimmy, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With this couple that I know, they have good jobs. I haven't talked to them in a while. They go on nice vacations. They have a cottage.
Yeah.
This guy's wife was on her Instagram stories selling her kids' sneakers for like old sneakers for like $30, two winter coats for $20, $10 for their toys. Is this the smart thing to do?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it would be the smart thing to do. Like, I know.
No, okay, we're not arguing kids, we're arguing smart.
I wouldn't do it. Again, I'm too lazy. But it is, I guess, the smart thing to do because I know parents that their kid, like they got so much stuff when their kids are growing up that sometimes their kid never used it, never wore it, grew out of it before they even got to those shoes. So you really have like a brand new thing with tags on it and you feel like somebody else could use this. You would almost feel weird bringing it in brand new somewhere and just giving it away when maybe at some point you did spend some money on it.
Okay, but all right.
I can say my wife and I having a fight over this stuff. Like she would want to sell it. And I just get rid of it. Just get it out of here. Because my wife saves receipts and boxes and all that stuff. And I'm constantly like I was just doing it yesterday. I was moving these boxes around. I go, you don't even use this. It's an empty box of something you don't use. Why do we have this box? And it's got a receipt on it.
Here's the thing, though. I guess I really can't say anything. Like, if there is somebody willing to buy that pair of kids' shoes or 10 pairs of kids' shoes for $30, what am I going to say? You sold it. It's another thing if you just put it up there and nobody wants it, there's no buyers for it, then I guess you're wasting your time. But if you make a few bucks selling it and you want to go and put the effort in, what am I going to say?
All right, so your argument then is just because you don't need the money doesn't mean you shouldn't get the money.
Right.
I mean, that goes back to the coupon thing, too. Just because you don't need to save the quarter doesn't mean you shouldn't
save the
quarter.
But it's all that. But it's like
sometimes it's
kind of
like a hobby. It's a feeling of satisfaction when you do it.
But life is short, and if you're rich, why are you wasting your time?
Well, we're not saying these people are
this
rich.
Is why you get,
no, I mean, they have money.
But this is why you get rich.
Well, I'm saying
so you don't have to do this crap. Wait, what's the point of getting money and getting wealthy to just keep doing what I'm doing over here just to survive? It doesn't make any sense
just
to me.
Just to survive in his camel hair shacket. Shut up, you bitch.
Struggling, bro.
Surviving over here. Look at me. I got to go back to my last house in Pittsburgh and try and...
Complain about the boxes?
Survive with the boxes and reflect on.
Why is my mouth full?
All the receipts flew in there.
Oh, is that what it was?
I mean, look, again, no, to your point, Kimmy, right? Like, if you are coming up short every week, or worried about groceries. You're not Kimmy.
Well, no. I mean, you're describing one extreme or the other. There are people that don't really need the money, but just want to do it because they feel like they're getting something out of it.
Have either of you ever bought something from a friend or family member?
I don't think so.
Kimmy, have you?
I'm not talking like what that would be.
Like a car is one thing. Like, yeah, you're not just going to give a car to somebody, but like something less than like $200.
Oh, I like that. I'll buy it off you type of thing.
Or like, hey.
Or they had an extra one or.
Or they offered.
Nah, it would never cross my mind.
Don't you kind of expect that friend or family member, if they have something they don't need, that you would want to just give it to you?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Or, and if not, that's not the case, like take a gift in exchange or like a bottle of booze?
Yeah.
Because like if I'm going to negotiate with someone I know, like you would be doing in this situation.
Like cold cash, yeah.
In Instagram. The negotiation would have to be so awkward.
Yeah.
And like even handing the money to them I think would make me mad in the end. Like you're not just going
to
give
it. It's got a hoary element to it. It kind of does.
No, it's you're buying a
good.
Here's
$100.
It would change the relationship I had with that friend or family.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's say if Ryan had something, my brother, that was like worth $40 that he wasn't using that I liked. If he was like, $40, I'd be like, no, give it. Give me.
Yes.
Just give it to me.
Yeah.
I would give it to you.
It cheapens the whole thing.
Kimmy, how much would you have to make to post something for sale online on like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist?
It would have to be... How much would I have?
Keep in mind, cash money, under the T,
maybe
bottom
like
line.
Oh,
under the T.
All right, $200.
Yeah.
That's your minimum.
Yeah.
So if your husband had a $50 beer sign that he wanted to put on Facebook Marketplace, you'd laugh at him for wanting to do that.
It just seems like it's not worth your time.
And I think going to talk you down anyway. You're probably not going to get that $50, right?
Well, that's
the thing, too.
Right.
Like, you're also putting yourself at risk of being... you know, ripped off by somebody.
Okay.
If you're selling to a stranger or, yeah, I don't know. There's too many variables here that make me a little bit skeptical of the whole thing.
Is 200 too little for you, Tommy? Right,
man, 200, just sit there. I could care less.
What is it? What's it got to be?
500.
500? You don't have anything worth $500.
I got 500 somewhere.
What? Yeah, 7 tracksuits.
Yes.
And now that you've worn them,
slightly worn.
They've plummeted in value. You wouldn't get off your ass for $200?
No. You know me, man.
You're such a spoiled bitch.
I know, and I was also broke. Like there was, you saw my house in Webster, right?
Yeah.
I was, you know, I just let stuff sit there. I had no motivation for it.
I mean, it is.
I was gonna say it is easier than ever to just pop a picture on social media and sell it.
Yeah, but the other side of that, Kimmy, you know, I love the sports collectibles thing. Mm-hmm. So like, I'll go on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace every once in a while to look for weird stuff.
Yeah.
And like, you'll see people selling like a pennant from an Amex game like 15 years ago for like $5 or $10. It would have to cost you more in gas both ways than the $5 you'd be getting.
Well, or if you're sending it through the mail.
You know, most of the time these people meet up, but even if you're going to send it through the mail, I got to go down to the post office. I got to pay for postage, right? Like, it's a pennant.
Right.
How is that worth your, what's the point of that?
That's a lot of time to tie up on $10.
Now, let me ask you this, Kimmy. Let's say you're going to sell that $200 item on Facebook Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to their place, or are they coming to your place?
She can't go to their place.
Or are you doing that middle meetup?
You do one of those meetup spots, probably.
No woman should go to anybody's house.
Okay.
Perv.
Why do you let her make the decision first?
I mean, here's the thing. If they come to you, they're going to want a discount.
Oh. Well, she's already doing business with this thing that isn't.
No, it's usually how it goes. Like, if you buy it, I think that there is this expectation that you're also going to deliver it.
Okay. For $5?
Oh, well, maybe not something like that. I thought you were talking about, like, a bigger ticket item. Like, let's say it was a piece of furniture or something.
I'm not going to deliver furniture. People deliver furniture they sell?
Well, they can come pick it up, but again, they're not going to want to pay full price if they have to come get it.
Okay. Oh. But that's how the store works. Either you're paying the store to come drop it off, or you're going there with a truck. Oh, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF at the Break Room Facebook page. Stacy writes, "This is smart. Money is money. Why would you feel guilty for selling something at a discount that you paid full price for? Your friends and family didn't buy it, but they're buying it now." Feels icky.
Yeah. See, she's one of those people, man.
What do you mean those people?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
They tight.
Yeah.
And they're cheap. They're that type of person, like, they don't spend, but if you spend, they're the first ones to show up.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No. Here's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Here's what you're doing.
You know the type.
Now you're trying to lump people you don't like into folks that are just making money because they can make money.
Like, you go to their house, they got nothing. They come to your house, oh, I'll take some of that. That looks good.
Okay.
That's how it works, man. She'll drink and eat all your food.
Lucy writes us on Instagram. She says, "I do this. I don't see a problem. Everyone needs a side hustle. Even if it's only $50 a month, it's still money." So there's no a bunch of wives defending this on Facebook and Instagram. Is this a wife thing more than it's a husband thing?
Oh, I think so.
Selling little items?
Yeah. That's right up their alley.
Hmm.
It is. It's right up.
How so?
Because
they like
to
shop. They like to market. They like all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
They like to chintz.
Oh, my God.
They like to screw people over. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. When did Mike Mulay walk in and sit down at that microphone?
Women will give you the shaft fast on a deal because they know what they're doing.
What are you
They know the value
about?
Of everything.
Like, I'm just saying, growing up in my house, it was my dad that wanted to get the most for. Like, my mom would have absolutely just curbed some of this stuff or said, come pick up for free. My dad would see what he could get for any of it.
But he was tight.
Junk.
But he was tight with the dollar.
Kimmy, were you around? Do you remember the kid consignment shops back in the day? Like,
yeah,
the original ones?
Well, like, there are some that still exist.
Yeah, so they kind of loop back around. Like, there's that, what's the teenage clothing store? Plato's Closet.
Yeah.
Very popular.
So you drop your clothes off, and if they sell it, you get some of the money back.
They buy it up front from you.
That's a little bit, yeah, this
or
one's
they,
a little bit
they'll,
different.
Like, sift through it, see what's, you know, quality, and they'll kind of give you back the rest.
But, like, I remember as a kid, like, when we were done with our clothes that, by the way, we had already bought from those consignment shops, my mother would take them to consignment shops. And, like, try to sell them again. So, like, I guess that is the...
But your mother was busted, bro. No, I don't mean that rude.
Oh, what was rude about that?
But you all were, you know, you all came up tough. It was poor in your house, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, like,
all I was saying is... What? What are you going to say?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, you were...
I was saying...
That makes sense for a woman of no means. I would have to do that with her children's clothing.
The point I was making was...
Winter's coming.
It's not like this is a new idea.
No.
It's just technology using the new idea.
Yeah,
winter's coming. Shut up.
You're cutting out the middleman kind of thing. You know what also kind of pisses me off, too, when I see people selling this stuff, whether it's their kids' stuff or their stuff. Like, I get, like, if it's something you spent money on. Like, it's a designer thing. It's a quality thing that you want to get your money back for it. What I don't get is when I know you only paid like $5 for that thing and you're trying to sell it for $10.
Oh, make money on
that. Yeah. Thing. Like, we all know where that came from.
We know.
Yes.
It was Trent. 252 WCMF. Again, talking about this buddy of mine, he and his wife, they're well-to-do. They both have really good jobs. They go on nice vacations. You see it all over their social media. They have a cottage. His wife started putting up her daughter's like shoes that they don't use anymore, two winter coats, toys are selling them for like $30, $20, $10. It's like compared to what they do, chump change. And I was wondering, I haven't talked to him in a while, did he like lose his job? Mm-hmm. Or is this like a situation where any money is good money?
Yeah.
And if that's appropriate, 252 WCMF. Hey, Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey.
There's an Amex flag. It's a classic Amex flag, but I don't want to drive to go pick it up because I work hard on the radio and don't want to drive in my car. No car driving, no matter how much it's worth. Little bitch.
All right.
Solid, Mike.
That was a terrible
situation.
No. I got to defend myself. Now I got to defend myself. Mike, I was just surprised.
There's no defense. Be a man.
There's no defense. Mike, I was just surprised someone would put in all that work for $5, Mike. That's all.
Look here. You got to master the possibilities here. There's always some holy grail item that you've wanted your whole life. Like, Tommy, I was going to send you last night Don the Snake Prudhomme.
Ooh.
Hot Wheel Drag Race set.
That was the
brand
man.
New. Never even been freaking open.
Ooh.
$90.
Damn.
Complete.
You want to do that deal?
Come on. You and your grandson playing with that?
I get
you'd
to meet
the
him.
You'd be the king.
Wow, you got to meet him?
You'd be the coolest grandpa ever.
Nobody cares,
I
Tommy.
Get to meet Don Prudhomme at a Holiday Inn parking lot in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
I'm going to play that audio back for you so you can hear how sad
bro, I
it
met
sounded.
Him.
What, you got the guy who invented the chicken?
Bro, that guy was
dude,
a hero
cool as hell,
to a lot
man.
Of men.
Don Prudhomme.
Don't let him put you down there.
I didn't know the chicken guy also raced cars.
He
I know
did.
Did. Could you only get these at the grocery store next to where they were selling the chicken? Oh, there's Mike, and I really like racing. And Tommy made fun of him, but I don't like it anymore because my butt hurts so bad because I butthurt Mike like a bitch.
All right. Brush Tommy's flakes out of your beard and just be a man for a change, all right?
I'll
if
try.
If you want something, you do the effort. You go get that crap.
Hey, maybe if, let me know if you find the mongoose.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I'm taking care of you, Tommy. I got your back, bro.
You're the man.
All right.
I'm
thanks.
Still waiting for my autograph photograph, though.
Right. It's coming.
Lost right, it. You lost it. Bye, Mike. Couple of losers talking chicken.
Talking Hot Wheels, baby.
Yeah, you love Hot Wheels. You love guys that collect Hot Wheels. I know you. Mr. Hot Wheels, I call them.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
They stole our idea.
What'd they do?
They stole our idea.
Those bastards.
Tommy, we were legitimately the only ones saying this, and we don't take credit for much because we don't have a lot of good ideas.
No,
but
I know.
When we have a good idea, someone must have heard this and brought this to Albany. I'm not even kidding.
Mm-hmm.
For years, there has been a debate about selling wine in grocery stores across New York State.
Yeah.
The pros, the cons, the money spent by grocery stores trying to get it done, the lobby on the other side from liquor stores arguing you're going to destroy us if this happens. Well, the compromise we've all been waiting for may finally be here.
No kidding.
And it came from this room.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a new bill could have wine sales in grocery stores in the state of New York with a little bit of a compromise.
Okay.
A bill has been introduced that would allow New York grown and produced wines to be sold on the shelves of Wegmans and Tops.
Just New York State wine.
New York State wine.
Right.
And it would be an end to a debate that is like decades old.
All right, so you'd help the local guys out.
You got it. And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is our idea. We came up with this idea like 3 years ago. It was a brilliant idea. You and I were arguing because you've argued for years that all
liquor. I'm pro. I want all the liquor in the store.
And I was arguing that if you do this, you're going to destroy the mom and pop liquor stores. They're going to disappear. So as we were screaming at each other.
Yeah. Kind of a middle road here.
Yes, the compromise we came to was New York only wines in grocery stores. And I had never heard anyone say this before it showed up in the room. Had you?
No.
No. Had you?
No.
No. This is our idea, and I stole it. It is a perfect compromise.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's a start anyway.
No. In this compromise, you're increasing the visibility of locally produced stuff. Fun fact, Tommy, New York is the third largest wine-producing state in America.
Wow.
Yeah. Generates $2 billion in tourism for New York. So you want that to continue to grow. And this would still give liquor stores the exclusive rights to wines not from New York, along with all of the other liquors.
Well, you get your French and Californies.
Yep, and all the other liquors.
Yeah.
And on top of that, in this bill, there's a further compromise for liquor stores.
What are they saying?
If the grocery stores in New York are allowed to sell New York wine, this bill would allow liquor stores to now sell food in their stores.
Oh.
And
that's
know
a
you.
Thing.
Okay, but you can't sell food right now. It's against the law.
Yeah.
They would be allowed to sell things like crackers, cheese that they could pair with certain wines.
Oh, all right, like snack stuff, yeah.
Pre-made charcuterie boards, so if you are just having, like, you know, a night of drinking, you could one-stop shop.
Okay.
Did you know that you're also not allowed to sell beer in liquor stores right now?
No.
It's a separate license.
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, this whole state is so cockamamie.
Well, I mean, it's allowing different businesses to have their places to grow, elbow room for everybody.
All right. I'm just used to, like, Florida where everything was, like, for sale.
Yeah, and if there's one thing we should do, it's, you know, mimic all the ideas Florida has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the liquor store, get a gun.
Same place.
Fishing license. Girlfriend.
Are you guys okay with New York wines in grocery stores?
Yeah, I think it's a start. I don't think it's great. Because, like, I don't know our...
So you want more is what you're saying.
Well, yeah. Like, I don't... New York State.
I'm in a New York State amount.
Are they good?
Sometime, but you gotta do. What?
Are they good?
Yeah, they're good wines.
Well, I mean, you don't drink wine.
No,
I'm talking to some.
I'm going based on sales.
No, I'm saying, like, are wine drinkers, do they, like, oh my God, I get.
I mean, it's not from France. I'm guessing if you're a wine snob, you don't even want wine produced in this country, period.
I'm not talking snob, but, like, if I'm a regular wine drinker, do I look down on New York State? Like, I want California?
It depends on what you like to drink. I think we're. Okay, I could be wrong, but I think we're bigger in white wines here, like sweeter wines, if that's what you're into,
based on
like our climate. Yeah.
Okay.
California's more reds.
We are drowning. 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Like, I don't know if it's a lot. I mean, it's not even a big deal because nobody's going to want it.
Please help. No, I just told you that, you know, tourism for wine
I know.
Country is $2 billion every year.
We do produce a ton of wine here.
I would assume that this would be a big thing for grocery stores if they were to do New York wines, and it would also be a big thing for the wineries. And let's put it this way. Whether or not they're like the top of the top wines, convenience wins out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like if you are someone who wants a bottle of wine.
Yeah, the average wine drinker has no problem going to a grocery store to get their wine.
It's a selection, though, right? Like, I mean, are you fine settling for New York wine?
Because that's all you're getting.
Well, would you? All right. Here it is. How loyal are people to the wines they like?
Right.
Right? Because, Tommy, you drink Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
Most guys have a brand they drink and they stick with it, right? But it doesn't seem like wine drinkers do the same kind of thing.
I think that they, like the wine drinkers I know, they kind of go in waves. Like they'll be in the mood for a certain type of wine, certain types of year or certain times of the year. Like I don't think that they only drink one kind of wine.
Okay. Because like here's the thing.
Yeah.
If they are willing to sacrifice what they actually super want for convenience, if New York wines are not, again, we're doing a lot of ifs here, that would really hurt the liquor store industry.
Oh.
Because, you know, if the idea is, well, I still have all these wines you can't get anywhere else, and wine drinkers are like, well, I'm at Wegmans, I'll just grab this.
Yeah.
You've cut the wine stores out of the equation.
Yeah, but, I don't think it hurts. I'm telling you, man, because I've seen other states where it works.
Okay. We have screamed at each other about this for 3 years.
Yeah. I point out the obvious, and you say no.
No, here's the thing. I agree with you that this would not hurt the major wine liquor store. What you are going to lose are the corner mom-and-pop liquor stores.
Nah, you're not going to hurt the city market at all, and you're not going to hurt the country liquor stores at all.
You would absolutely hurt the country.
No, you're not.
Yes. How would it not?
Because like they're not because that country liquor store probably is more convenient than schlepping all the way to Wegmans or Tubbs, which is probably even farther away.
Okay, so I have time to do grocery shopping. right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why would I not just, if all the liquor was available at the grocery store?
Yeah, but it's not all of it.
Why? No, because you want all of it. Mm-hmm. And your argument just was, if you open it up, it wouldn't hurt them in any
way.
They
won't.
So hear me out.
No, but I'm basing it on what you're saying. I can only get wine at a
okay, you're talking about New York.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's the case. And that's why the compromise is okay. But you just said it's a start. Because you want everything wide open. And if everything was wide open, you would devastate the liquor store
industry. No, because the country store, he could start selling like bait and tackle and shotgun shells and other stuff and like dirty magazines.
Oh, I didn't think the idea
become
a totally different store sell pornography.
Expand. Like, you know, like that.
252-WCMF. 252-9263, an idea that we had here in the break room 3 years ago. Mm. No one else had said it. And I'm not trying to be that guy, but we never have good ideas, so we had a good idea, right. So we want credit for it. A bill is sitting in Albany right now that would allow grocery stores in New York to sell New York State wines only. In exchange, liquor stores would be able to sell wines from every other state, the rest of the liquor you want to get, and they would then be allowed to sell food on top of all of those things. The idea is you are increasing the sales for New York State wines by selling them at grocery stores without completely devastating the liquor store industry. All right, we were drowning without information because you started talking about wine, but I mean, Kimmy's the classiest person in this room, and that's not saying much.
She ain't drinking wine.
Not going to get you far.
James writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I work as a vineyard manager in the Finger Lakes. Like Kimmy said, we are known for our whites more than our reds, but we make some really excellent reds. Excellent reds.
Excellent reds. Here's the guy that's trying to sell you red wine.
Well, I mean, look, the grocery store is also going to try and sell you red wine from New York.
I understand.
You'll be the first idiot to walk in. You know, Danny said this red is actually pretty good. Look, there is a warning here.
What's the warning?
You don't want to hear the warning.
I want to hear the warning.
No, you don't want to hear the warning.
I want to hear it.
We've seen how this movie plays out in other ways.
Like what?
Okay. People will always side with convenience over local businesses.
Yeah.
And it always hurts us in the long run.
Yeah.
For example, Amazon, when it first showed up, was great.
Yeah.
Right? And we used it a ton. And it started sending retail places locally out of business. Now, Amazon has raised their prices. And there's nothing we can do about it because all of those retail spots are not coming back. Hear me, feel me, touch me.
Punch you what?
Fewer liquor stores
means
more expensive liquor. Has that crossed your mind?
No, because there's discount liquor houses all over the country.
Yes, that would have a hard time existing when the grocery store sells liquor.
I don't think so. I haven't seen it around the country.
Okay.
I mean, you'd have to show me someplace where they cornered the market on booze, and now it's all the price has been driven.
You mean like Wegmans, how they cornered the market on grocery stores? But they
didn't jack up the prices any more than anybody else. I mean, you go to Tops, you go to Wegmans, those prices are about the same.
When's the last time you went to a Tops?
When did we do that remote? You know I don't top.
Yeah.
Like, quality.
So they
judge.
Shut
not
up. I mean, look. Fewer liquors.
By the way, somebody else will create a cheaper version of something, and then they'll knock those guys out. That's how free enterprise works.
Okay.
You know, somebody's going to figure out Amazon, and somebody's going to come up with a cheaper version of Amazon, and then you'll start buying that.
Okay.
And America rolls on, because we like cheap crap.
You're just talking.
No, I'm telling you how enterprise works. I mean, look, man, somebody invented the car, put the horse and buggy out of business, but are you bummed out you can't get a good buggy price anymore?
All right, so let's walk through this. You're right. All right. You're right. Enterprise changes because there were local places owned by people here in town that were making lots of money and selling us stuff. And then Walmart came in and they gave us everything that we could want at a cheaper deal. And they knocked those local places out, right?
Yeah.
And then it became retail was cheap. And then Amazon came along, and they knocked those people that knocked it out. And it keeps getting worse and worse.
No,
it doesn't?
Oh, you're trying to make some hellscape around it. Everything's beautiful.
Okay. Everything is beautiful?
Then the mall closes, and now I can get my medicine there.
252-WCMF. No one wants you to be able to get your medicine. Again, we're talking about this bill that sits in Albany right now. The compromise, finally, for wine and grocery stores. It would allow New York wines only to be sold in grocery stores. The liquor stores would get the rest of the liquor and wines outside of New York State. They would also now be able to sell food. So think like cheese, meats,
and chips,
charcuterie,
snacks,
yeah, exactly,
wine and snacks,
nuts.
Liquor stores also want the ability to sell beer, which they are not currently allowed to do in New York State. Tommy wants it wide open.
Yeah,
when you try and explain,
open the markets up,
and then he goes, and when you try and explain to him how that would kill mom and pop liquor stores, he responds with, "Nah." 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how about putting distilleries in that list too?
What do you mean by that?
New York State distilleries are becoming quite popular now.
You're talking about like liquor, like whiskey and things
like that?
Yeah,
like regular liquor.
I mean, I'd be okay with that.
Selling like New York State liquor in the grocery store.
So think like Black Button or like what's the one in Fairport?
Iron Smoke.
Iron Smoke and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with that, Pete.
Ooh, get my bourbon.
Yeah, there you go. And they are, some of them are very stout but very good. But, you know, it's going to piss off the winery or you know, it's going to piss off the distillers if we just give it to the wineries. So now you got another war started.
Okay, I mean, look, yes. I mean, nobody is ever happy with anything. But you know what Tommy always says? If there's one smart thing that he says, right? If nobody is happy with a deal, it means it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Everybody
gets
a little
shake.
Yeah, everybody gets a little something.
Well, Tommy's right about a lot of things, so, you know.
I mean, when you put it like that, Pete, I can't argue with you.
You just don't want to piss off Jack Daniels because he looks like he's ready for a fight.
The whole country of Canada is pissed off Jack Daniels. Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We got messages coming in on Instagram. I got Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. Jimmy writes us, haven't you guys said alcohol sales have been down? Now you're going to put some wine in grocery stores? This is bad news for small business. He's not wrong. We do know that wine or
wine's down, I think. Right?
It was liquor and wine sales have been down over the last couple of years.
Ooh.
And it's being driven by the younger generation, the Gen Zs that can now drink, aren't drinking like we did when we were
kids. So we got to promote it a little bit more for these kids.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. Make it cool again.
252 WCMF. We'll wrap it up with, a really smart guy who knows.
Well, we need a businessman.
Yeah, well, that's why we talked to Ben. He's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Don't call me a businessman. Anyways, so my brother lives down in Lansdale, PA, and we went to their Wegmans down there. Their wine section is like the equivalent of four rows up here. But it's ridiculous. But like, as we were driving down, around town, but they still have like your corner liquor shop and all that stuff.
Okay. I mean, look.
Well, isn't that though, because, I mean, PA is a weird state too, where like you have to go to a separate place to get beer.
Yep.
Like, everywhere is almost its own separate store, separate stop.
Found that out the hard way at a hockey tournament this year.
So it's all state control.
Bro, yeah, I walked into a Rite Aid, tried to buy beer, they didn't have it. Walked into a gas station, didn't have it. And then I had to go to, like, it was like
Canada like a beer
does.
Store.
Yeah. But even that, only certain beer stores only sell certain beer. It was the stupidest thing.
Very confusing.
One other thing. The car did not entirely put the buggy out of business because Amish people still use horse and buggy there, Tommy.
All right, you got me there,
there you
Benny
go,
boy.
Stupid.
Nah, take that.
Thanks for the call, Ben. Have a good rest of the day.
Stand in front of one of them.
Okay. I am telling you right now, if this happens and it goes wide open, I do not want to hear you bitch one word about how expensive your Jameson is at Wegmans.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
Might be lower.
How would that happen?
Volume, baby. More volume. What was the price?
Okay. You think Jameson, coming from another country,
no, they'll bring
sold
more
worldwide,
in.
Being only sold at Wegmans, would lower the price of Jameson?
They'll buy more of it and they'll drive the price.
You dumbass.
I bet you it goes down a couple of bucks.
You dumbass.
You watch.
I can't wait.
Shoppers Club,
oh,
baby.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm reaping what I sow. What happened? Let's take a break.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Like, I get the logic you guys are using.
What was that?
I just don't think you're thinking it through.
All right.
Because getting the most expensive stuff would, in theory, be the best idea.
Yeah.
But are you going to use it?
Well, that's why you need a strategy.
You hang it out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, two women had the ultimate grocery store fantasy.
Yeah.
As part of a prize won at a live auction from a gala held in March, these two women had 3 minutes to go inside the Tops in Henrietta and grab everything they could for free. Straight up. Whatever they took off the shelves were theirs. 3 minutes start to finish.
Total spree.
It's going to go fast.
Bang.
Yeah.
Boom. So you guys saw this story.
Yeah.
All right, Kimmy, you seem disappointed with what they took.
Okay, so the clip that they showed, they were trying to fill the cart with what looked like toilet paper or paper towels. Bulk. And I'm like, and they were kind of like struggling to do it. I'm like, you're taking up too much space and too much time.
And there's no money in it, man. Okay. What are you buying, paper napkins?
Well, I think, so they did say afterwards that they were buying, one of them was buying for like the place they worked for or something.
They were having a barbecue. That's what they were going to do. Okay. They were going to cook out.
All right.
Yeah, like, I got your barbecue right here.
Yeah, I'm not going to that barbecue.
Case, they
your
may
mom
have been.
Went last night, had a lovely time.
Got that?
Came back to my Carver station many nights.
In the last night.
Many nights. Many nights.
God, are you having a stroke?
No.
Damn.
I wish.
So, I guess in that case, if they're looking for a specific thing for a specific reason, okay. But it was bothering me that I felt like they were wasting too much time on paper products.
When I saw that bounty going in, I go, what are you goddamn doing, woman?
And too much space, because you're going to have to push around multiple carts now.
Okay, so you said you have to have a strategy, Tom.
Yeah, you got to think money. Like, what's most valuable in a grocery store? And those are the aisles you hit.
Okay, so what are you going for?
First of all, I'm not wasting my time with paper products and cans of tuna fish.
Okay.
There's no money in that. You got to go where the money
is. You're not reselling it.
There's no money in tuna, Kimmy. tell the Starkist Company they've been making a mistake this whole time.
Where am I going first?
Where are you going?
I'm hitting that meat.
Okay.
I'm hitting that meat, and then I'm heading over to where they sell, like, the deodorants and the makeup and all that stuff. That's big money over there.
Razors,
that's gold. Like, that's where all the money, that's where all the meat is, baby.
Okay.
The meat, aside from the meat.
The meat is where all the meat is. Kimmy, what is your strategy?
Okay, well, snack aisle first.
Snack aisle first.
Again, what are you, bag of chips?
Yeah, all the chips, one of everything. Maybe hitting the frozen food aisle, because that stuff's going to last you a while.
Okay, that's
you can
a good
really
strategy.
Stack
good
up
hit,
on
good
that.
Hit, good hit.
Good strategy.
I would go browse like the meat section. Because you could freeze some of that stuff.
Okay, but Tommy won't. He hates frozen everything.
Yeah, I'm not a freezer.
Okay, so that's just it, right? You're right. The most economically efficient thing to do would be to run to the lobster tank, grab them out of there with your bare hands.
Oh, yeah. Ow, ow, ow.
Take 3 minutes and just clear out all of the meat you can. That is going to get the most bang for your buck. But you're not going to be able to eat all that stuff because you're not going to freeze it.
Well, my wife will.
Okay.
But I would not.
But, like, that's
but then I would hit like that the stuff that is not perishable. Like I would hit like deodorants and soap. You know,
that's a smart move.
Ooh. I know what I'm grabbing.
What?
Tide. Bro, Tide is gold.
That is
liquid gold.
So you're going to go to bodegas in the city and sell them?
No,
your Tide.
I'll use it to wash my own ass. Right. I'll buy the Tide.
Like any kind of cleaning products.
Oh, yeah. That's big money.
I mean, that would add up fast.
All right, I'm going to tell you something, Tommy, that you don't want to hear, but it's a fact. Kimmy, you're right. If you went with the Tide and the deodorant and the razors, that's a good idea for you. You're not going to live long enough to use all the cleaning products and stuff.
I'll will them to people.
No, you wouldn't. Wow. Grandpa Tommy left us half a thing of Tide. Thank you. No, like in all seriousness.
Well, then what am I doing it for anyway?
You have to factor in your age. Like, you don't need.
What do you mean? He grabbed the bananas?
You don't. No, you. I mean, look, if I were you, I'd go for the most perishable stuff possible to ensure you get to use it. Like, you're not going to need 10 containers of razors. You're not going to need 30 deodorants.
I'm going to live for 30. I got 30 deodorants in me.
You ain't got 30 deodorants
yes,
in you, bro.
Yes, I do. Very
bro,
healthy.
You, how many? What does it take you to go through a deodorant? A month?
Oh, a month?
It's about right?
No.
Per deodorant?
More than that.
Yeah, longer than a month.
Longer than a month?
Yeah.
No, longer.
How much deodorant do you use?
I stick up twice a day.
Okay, well, now that you're all full of aluminum, I want to cut down even more how long you're going to live for. You go through more than a stick of deodorant a month.
Yeah, I think so. Now, I wouldn't say like, I would say I probably tap out in less than 3 weeks.
Damn. Must really be caking it on there.
I use the Ban Rulon.
Okay.
3.5. Yeah, I probably use that ounce a week.
All right, Kimmy, let's say the average person uses deodorant, a stick of deodorant once a month, and Tommy grabs 40 deodorants. How many years worth of deodorants is that? 4 or 5 years? 5 years?
Hey, you got kids? You buy the lady deodorants, too?
Yeah, no, my kids love my Old Spice Fiji deodorant.
No, but you can also buy the kid one, the secret.
Here's the problem you're not thinking about. with that kind of stuff, if you're picky about those products, it's going to take you more time in those aisles because you're going to be looking for specific things.
Oh, she's right. Good call.
But I kind of know where everything is in my store.
No, but this
may be an exception.
No, but this isn't your store. They went to the Tops in Henrietta. Right. You are.
That would hold me up a little bit because I'm not familiar.
You're a blind man in a foreign country.
Can't be like sitting there smelling them all. Like, I like this scent more than this scent.
That's a great call.
That's what people do with soaps and stuff.
No, you're right. You would have to go to the place you know where brand doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm surprised alcohol.
Oh, grab the beer for
right?
sure.
I mean, craft beer would be the way to go with it, right? Because at least you
grab
can
your brand and load up.
Give that to friends. 252-WCMF. Now we got folks writing us trying to fix your strategies. Tops yesterday allowed two women 3 minutes to grab everything they could and load into carts as part of a shopping spree that they wanted a live auction at a gala held in March. They showed video of it. The video they showed was them loading paper
throwing
products.
Paper towels in there.
Bounty.
And both Kimmy and Tommy freaked out about it.
I was pissed.
Paul says coffee. Bags and bags of coffee.
So coffee's gone out of control. So that high-end coffee...
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff goes for like $14-15 a bag or a can.
You didn't even factor in coffee.
Yeah, you're right. I should hit the coffee.
All right,
but I got to grab my brand.
Yeah, he has a very specific type he likes.
And they don't carry a lot of it. That's why I buy it on Amazon. What?
So you wouldn't settle for a different type of coffee because it was free?
Yeah, but you know how it goes, man. You know, you like your brand.
No, it's free.
No, but it's like saying,
I can deal with this for a little while.
It's like, if you like Coke, you ain't drinking no Pepsi, and vice versa.
If I got free Pepsi for the rest of my life, I would switch.
You say that now.
Free Pepsi.
I think you could get used to it.
But you
close
wouldn't
enough.
Like it.
Free? No, I'll take free. If you told me I could never drink another Coca-Cola again.
You pound them Diet Cokes.
I have two Diet Cokes a
morning. Bro, you're a junkie, man.
I need the caffeine. I'll drink
coffee. I see you going up there with the shakes every day, trying to put your little quarters in there.
Joke's on you. Come I bring on, my own 12-pack now because the vending machine is too expensive.
Look how cheap you're
Bro, offering. I ain't spending 90 cents a can. Get out of my face.
You're a doctor, man.
Yeah. And I bring my own soda. BYOS.
I would grab the coffee, but I would only grab my coffee.
Okay. All right.
And they only carry like about 6 cans of it. But I grab it.
No, I think the smart thing to do, like these women were doing this as a barbecue, like getting stuff for
by
a barbecue.
By the way, grab the beer for the barbecue.
Maybe they did,
they may
man.
Have.
I didn't see no damn beer.
They had
beer.
Multiple carts when they were
they
all
had
said,
two.
Yeah. Which is, no.
Well, she was, one was a pusher, one was a thrower.
I saw.
And I mean that in a clean way.
The women standing next to like 5 carts.
Ooh, who would you take to do this? If you got one partner in this whole thing.
I can tell you who I'm not taking. Ow. Oh. Bro, you'd only get down one aisle, you lame ass. Takes you 4 minutes to get out of a chair. If they made you sit to start, it would be over before it started. And go.
Now, how about one of those ones where you push me? You know, they had those ones where people were, it's like a rickshaw almost,
and
so you push me from behind. It has like a bench seat. And I can tell you what to grab.
Right. Left.
Yeah. I know my stuff,
faster.
Bro.
I'll tell you
that. I will go faster.
I couldn't do it with my wife, I'll tell you that. We get in too many arguments about what we're taking.
Too much, women waste too much time.
My brother Ryan, it's got to be a bro or a sis. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody that gets the job done quickly.
But you got to be on the same page as far as what is good.
Right. Because
like you and your husband would argue the whole time.
Well, yeah, but my husband's also a pro shopper. And he's a fireman. So, like, you know, he's got all that stuff down to a science.
Yeah, you can get so many bags of potatoes right over his shoulder. Who are you going with? Oh, no, I have no friends.
Well, I mean,
if it isn't the consequences of all of my actions,
I would take my wife, but as soon as she sees somebody she knows, we're done.
They'd have to clear out
pull
the
over
store.
Talking. Oh, there's Mary. I got to talk to her real quick. Yeah, we got involved in this contest. Isn't it neat? 3 minutes. There you go. What'd you get? Can of tuna.
And I hear there's no money in tuna.
No, there is no money in tuna.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.